And we're back with the second hour of the broadcast. It continues to be the 28th of June. Time does fly when you're having such a good time. We have Jake the Jerk with us. Mr. Jerkski, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Good, I hear you fine, too.
Good.
I share your frustration.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start. I'm working 12 to 15 hour days just to keep the family and body together, and I feel like I'm missing the boat here, missing the train on really doing something worthwhile.
I understand.
I'm just kind of taken aback. I guess there was kind of a revelation, internal aha, or there it is type of thing, when I heard you talk about the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
Well, you know, international, that's not U.S., that's international, you know, and you know where international is, that's somewhere else out there in outer space.
Yeah, and the Secretary of the Treasury that gets publicity a little bit, it doesn't even get paid by this country.
Do you wonder why they call us the Great Satan?
Yeah, and deservedly so, and this is the point. The people of all the countries of the world, they just want to live in peace and harmony. It's the governments that are controlled and manipulated, aren't they?
Yeah, they want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And we've got this thing is so intertwined, intermixed. Federal Reserve, when you start talking about who's getting paid, IRS, I wasn't aware that they were being paid by, who was it?
The bank and the settlement, or the bank and the fund.
Yeah, but their checks come from the Department of Agriculture, and I'll figure that one out.
Hmm.
So what do they do, pay the Department of Agriculture?
I don't know.
This thing is so bound up that you can never get to the bottom of it, because it's like a ball of a string that some cat's been playing with for 100 years.
The Department of Agriculture, I don't know where it fits into the fund at this point, but...
Well, probably the only thing that really has any value, and that's food. You know,
yeah, uh-huh.
We think gold's got value. Well, if it's got value, somebody's willing to pay you for it.
Well, if we're hungry, we'll disarm.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that is probably the direction in the future, I'm sorry to say.
Well, you see, this whole thing going on in Iraq is... I mean, say that I was from Pluto, the planet Pluto, and I came to Earth to help kind of fix things.
Mm-hmm.
And I see all this shooting. There was a shooting at an airplane, and somebody got killed in an airplane as they took off from the airport.
How can somebody get a gun on an airplane?
Well, it wasn't on. They shot from the ground.
Well, how did they even get in the airport with a gun?
Well, they weren't in the airport. They were probably shooting off the runway as a plane.
I see.
Oh. But the bottom line is if I was some alien from Pluto and I said, what's the problem here, and you want me to solve this thing, well, you got to take the guns away.
Right.
See, if you take the guns away, then this guy would still be alive. I understand that there was this latest guy from Turkey or whatever, no, this Marine that was supposedly shot. Well, I guess the beheading was... You know, that was, they had the wrong approach, so they had to shoot him to use a gun, you see.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What did I say last week? There will be a major publicity directed at a gun or shooting event that will keep that sunset clause on the Brady Bill from coming into place.
Yep.
And they'll continue that direction, and there'll be more shootings and more shootings all through the summer. Or one major shooting, or another Columbine, who knows? But they'll engineer this to get us disarmed some more.
Well, that's what was happening with all this post office shooting business. You know that that cops can't even go, local police sheriffs cannot go into a post office with their gun. They got to park it in their glove box.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's because they're private now, huh?
Well, no, it's because they're local police. Now,
you know, I'm talking about the post office.
Yeah, they cannot. A policeman cannot go into a post office with a gun.
But he can go into McDonald's with a gun.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that amazing?
Go to a post office.
Why is that?
Is there something fishy here? I mean, all this crap set up, you know, they even came up with this term called go postal. The guy. thing is so obvious. I mean, it's so absolutely obvious.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry to say that I share your jaded view of this whole thing and how dumb Americans are.
Oh, boy.
I understand there's a movie out. Some big fat guy produced this movie called Fahrenheit something or other.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
Michael Moore?
Yeah, and all I hear is on these conservative talk shows like Sean Hannity and
uh-huh.
Michael, whatever his name is.
Reagan?
Yeah. No, the other guy, Michael Savage.
Savage, yeah.
All these guys that haven't seen the thing and all they're doing is knocking it. Well, if it's not true, I mean, I'm not saying it's true. I haven't seen it, but the thing is, if it's not true, isn't there an issue of slander? Or?
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Would think so.
And who's Michael Moore anyway? You know.
I don't know. He's made some films on some different things. I've never seen him. I'm not a film buff, but.
Well, it's very interesting that sustainable development moves along and nobody cares. That they cover frivolous directions, and certainly the elections is a joke, and yet we cover the truth here and what's really going on, and it's rather frustrating. Yes, I am frustrated, you bet.
Well, you know, the lure of this thing, and I try to stay in a position where I can see it through other people's eyes. I live in a community north of Los Angeles that is growing like you cannot believe. I mean, vast farmlands that I saw months ago now have little cracker box houses on them.
Uh-huh.
And walls around them. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, stuff that was 5 and 6 years ago that was just vast farmland is full of houses now. And the question I have is, where the hell are they going to get the water to water the lawns and to flush their toilets and to water their people?
Yeah, that's a good question, and certainly, who are the people that are moving in, are they foreigners getting grants from the State Department?
Well, I don't know. We have a lot of Indians,
right,
that are moving in the area, and there's, of course, all the motels and the 7-Elevens and stuff have been bought up with people that are, I would assume, are Arab extraction.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean? I mean, we don't have... Only foreigners run liquor stores and motels in this community.
We're a UN system. And the UN brings the foreigners into this country to destroy our sovereignty. And that appears to be what it's all about. It's the UN system. And the foreigners coming in, and certainly that was the case in California where I was, all the liquor stores are owned by people of Middle Eastern descent.
I don't have anything against the foreigners. I just...
No, I don't either.
Don't understand how this is going to fit together. I mean, it looks like we're being diluted.
Absolutely. We're being diluted is right.
Diluted. Like,
yeah.
You know, like pouring water and whiskey. Diluted. As
yeah.
Well as diluted, I guess. But, you know, I look at this situation with the way things are growing, and especially north of here, considerably north of here, there's not going to be any place to grow potatoes and almonds and all the rest of the stuff that's grown in the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah, we won't have to worry about that because all our food's going to come from foreign parts of the world. You see, and we won't have to worry about that. We'll just have to worry about the sanctions when they come into place to make us comply with the UN directives. And if we don't comply, we won't get the food we want that we need.
Well, one thing that you made very clear to me is there's not a whole lot of difference between the United Nations and the United States.
No.
One is unelected and the other one is quasi-elected.
Right, quasi-elections, good point.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's... And the real key to here is they're really not quasi-elections because the selections are never made. We don't get to select it. You know, Bob Dole is president running against Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
A joke.
Bob Doldo.
Bob, yeah, what a joke. What an absolute joke. This old guy that it falls off a platform, a stand where he's given a speech. This guy is a potential to be a president for 96.
And then you have Bob Scary Carey.
This guy is incredible.
Yeah, and he loves the UN system. And Bush just implements the UN system and doesn't say he does. but Kerry will say it outright.
Well, you know, there was a guy named Bill Cooper that used to, he did a study on the Bush family, took it back to the 11th century, back to the Knights Templar. I don't know how factual or credible that was, but I suspect the whole intertie, the whole thing is a great big joke, and it's called This Is Really England.
I think so.
Or whoever controls England. And I look at the people in England. There's some public PBS broadcasts of English productions and so forth. England is full of old people. I don't see any young people in England. Are these old people, what are they? They're token social. The socialist program keeps these old people in their little, drinking their tea and driving their funny-looking cars.
Well, I really don't know what's going on over in England. I know the Rothschilds are there, and they have the major shareholding in the Federal Reserve. That's a pretty small place, England, and yet they've got a lot of power, evidently.
It's incredible, and it's smaller than Los Angeles County.
Well, just a little island, and certainly that you get a lot of information about the Second World War on the History Channel, and I take it in, and it's just amazing how things went into place after that with the UN system, and here we are. And you know, Joan Vion's The Sustainable Prince about Prince Charles is very revealing about Agenda 21 and what he wants. And according to certain sources, Prince Charles wants to make this country his personal park. So, go figure.
Yeah, go figure. Well, the reason Alex Jones doesn't cover Agenda 21, I tried it from every angle I possibly could to see how that would fit.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of rants and raves like an old-time preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can't talk about Agenda 21. It's just not that exciting.
It's not that exciting, huh?
It doesn't have any emotional appeal. See, there's not a person you can go after with Agenda 21. So, you know, you'd have to talk about these facts. It's as boring as money. And that's why nobody studies it, because there's no money in it.
Well, I don't know what to say. If he did an Agenda 21 video, would it sell? Have you documented it properly?
I think it would.
You know, there is the Austin City Connection, where they ask, what is sustainable development? And the three legs of the sustainable development in Austin is the environment, the economy, and equity. And they've got a great dissertation on all this in Austin, Texas, right on their website. And it's ci.austin.tx.us. Very easy to get to. And if anybody out there listening would call his show and start informing him and informing themselves before they call him about Agenda 21 in Austin, Texas, LA 21, that is, local Agenda 21, then we get somewhere. You know, this is the point, is what is the point of his show? Where is he going with what he does? Doesn't he just beat up on individuals?
Well, he pretty much beats up on individuals that can't reach back and touch him, like the president and all that stuff. I don't listen to Alex Jones much. He gives me a headache.
Everybody says that.
Yeah. But anyway, he's the fact he was on the Art Bell show some months back was a good exposure. The only problem is what is the Art Bell show or George Norrie or whatever that is? It just seems, I mean, you know, half the stuff is talking about aliens and flying saucers and all this stuff that other people experience and talk about. And
I hear Joyce Riley was the one that got him on there.
Yeah, I think he's from the same place she is.
For damage control for her.
Yeah, well, I think she gets on his show every once in a while. I haven't heard her lately, but the thing is, you know, Agenda 21 doesn't sell. It's not exciting enough. But the thing is, it's so complex and it's so interweaved with everything else. I mean, the surface stuff shows up in the L.A., Austin, Texas. The surface of it that shows up, but what are the roots behind it? So some really nice person sat down and decided, you know what, this would really be nice if we had all this local planning and all this stuff that's affiliated with Agenda 21. But that's just a plan on the top. But what are the know, three left in California, and pretty soon I will be absorbed by the Department of Homeland Security. And I said, is that why it says DHS on your license plate? And he says, yeah, that's Department of Homeland Security. He says, we used to be under the Justice Department. Now we're under the DHS.
Who is this again?
A guy that I met where I work. Immigration officer. He's one of three
okay.
left in California.
He's an immigration officer, huh?
Immigration officer.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting. I have this from February of this year. This individual, Dennis Reamer, he's the director of Oklahoma City's Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism, and he said that he's not troubled by the Patriot Act, only the lack of understanding about it. He says, quote, all I want to do is make sure the American people understand what's happening to them, that we don't wake up 10 years from now and say, gee, how'd we get here? How'd we lose these rights and liberties, end quote. Right here, a public official in the paper stating the American people ought to wake up because they're losing their liberties under this Homeland Security project. Wow, isn't that neat?
Well, I know the mayor of the city that I live in, and I've known him for maybe, 25 years, more than 25 years. He is a nice guy. He is a neat guy. He really loves his community. He gets paid like $100 a year to be mayor, and he has a business and so forth, but he's kind of like over the hill. His business is not going to be promoted by him being the mayor of the city.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is he is bound by money. Just like our sheriff, just like our chief of police, just like everyone in executive part of government, it is bound by money. Our local sheriff's department is funded 55% today by federal funds, federal government.
Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah, but it 8 years ago, it was on the order of like 22 or 23%. But the mandates from the various judicial proceedings of the courts and so forth have pushed this stupid plan and that stupid plan and some other stupid plan that cost money, that's throwing money away to the point that our local police department, sheriff's department, is funded more than 50% by federal government.
Which means they have to comply with federal dictates?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And all that Title 15 stuff that has to do with how you run jailhouses and how you run your police departments and so forth, all that stuff comes from the United Nations. But yet nobody will mention that. Nobody will say, no, that's the United Nations, because they don't know. They don't know that is human rights, United Nations stuff.
You know, it just that I learned at a young age, and certainly Korea should be a big eye-opener to everyone, the Korean War. I mean, look at all the people that died, our soldiers died over there, 54,000 in a matter of 2 years, freezing weather, and 8,000 POWs or 68,000 POWs never returned. And they were carted off to China, Communist China and the Soviet Union, evidently. And we forget it. You know, others have said that we have a short memory. And then we have the Vietnam War, where 58,000 died. And 85% of 5,000 POWs did not return. And Bobby Garwood was there, and he came back in 1979 and said, yeah, I was over there. I was a POW for 14 years.
And they crucified him.
And there were more POWs over there, because I saw them. And yet he was vilified and crucified and dishonorably discharged to this day. And that's why I continue to keep Spite House and Bobby Garwood prominent on the website, because it's very, very important for that to be exposed and spread around. But does anybody do it? No.
Well, maybe that big fat guy Michael Moore ought to make a movie about Bobby Garwood.
That would be good. That would be important. I heard at one time that that was on the books to be done by, I think it was Mel Gibson's association, but nothing happened out of it.
Have you seen that movie Passion of the Christ?
I have not.
I can't figure out what the purpose of that movie is.
Have you?
No. I can't figure out what the purpose of it is. All I hear about, it's a movie about suffering. Okay.
I don't know whether he just did it to just do a movie about it. You know, I don't know whether he's trying to make a statement or not.
I mean, if this is his faith and for some reason this is his thing, okay, he's made an expression. But, you know, I'm so cynical about everything I see. I pick up the newspaper and I read something or other, and it's like, what the hell's behind it? Where are the roots? Where are the roots that are into the ground behind this that's supporting this plant that is supporting this or that or something else?
You know, that other Mel Gibson movie, We Were Soldiers, I think it was called, about the Vietnam War. That is just a movie that everybody should see. It just tells you exactly what war is about, and it's not pleasant. And here our sons and daughters and fathers are overseas right now in Iraq going through the mess similar to Vietnam because you can't communicate with the people and you don't know who your enemy is.
I'm going to have to sign off.
What's that?
My phone is going dead. I'm going to have to sign off.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I hope some other people call in.
Maybe so.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The point is, the situation in Iraq is, when we first went over there, maybe it was a noble direction, but now, how do you know who your enemy is? Okay, Aaron, talk.
Hi, you guys covered the Michael Moore thing. Some don't really know this, but a few years ago at the Academy Awards, Michael Moore won an award, or maybe his group did, something like that, and he got up and openly criticized Bush for the war, and he called it, he called him a fictional president running a fictional war. Something along those lines. I just checked it out because I'm kind of amazed that now he has a movie after such a short amount of time criticizing the exact same issue. So
I don't think Bush is Bush is just taking orders.
Yeah.
I don't think Bush is behind it. I think he's being blamed for it. He takes all the ribbing, but the president takes orders, and a president that doesn't take the proper orders is dealt with one way or the other. And that was a perfect example of the John F. Kennedy situation. I really think that's the problem, is that if you're going to be president, you're going to be a good order taker, as Ronald Reagan was.
Well, by the way, about the Fahrenheit 9/11, apparently it's been either banned or refused to be shown in many areas, and I just discovered my theater has it showing, so maybe I'll drop a dime and go see it tonight, I guess. It'd be good research, I suppose.
Yeah, it would.
As far as what Jake said, he dropped a line about the Passion of the Christ movie. Don't know if it's quite as relevant, but while there are political wars going on, I'm kind of on the area of the religious wars with the apologetics and stuff, and the Passion of the Christ is really just a kind of a Catholic advertisement, as one of our hosts, Nicholas, would call it. I went and saw it just as part of my research because I'm heavily into religious comparison, and it was really just it was as my thought as Jake said. It had a lot of violence, just beating up Christ until he's bloody, or opening his ribs up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the most offensive part was really just the additional stuff they added, like the Mary stuff, a heavy amount of oral traditional Catholic Mary doctrine, if you could call it that, handed down, where it shows Mary a little more heavily involved. They capitalized the name Mother in it, stuff like that. But I would say that's a religious area, and I haven't really found too much. I really haven't found too much direct connection to the religious warfare in comparison to the political warfare we see. So I don't know.
I'd stay out of that arena, my friend.
Well, that's my area, and it seems something I have a natural knack for. I just hope I can one day put the two together. So
best of luck to you.
A what?
Best of luck to you putting it together.
Well, yeah, we all have our own talents, I suppose.
Well, let me know when you figure out your talent. I'd like to know.
Yeah, well, the apologetics part is most definitely. I definitely enjoy it a lot.
Good.
Well, I'll sign off, too.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Hey, 800-858-6582. That's 800-858-6582. Call in and make your statements, make your thoughts heard. But listeners, the Joyce Riley thing, which I just took from, or Darren took from Linda Kennedy's information, as she spent 9 months with her, I'm being vilified because I have it on my website, and the website is fully documentational information, which is quite impressive, to say the least. The information is quite impressive on the website. Never been vilified with the information, and yet I've got Joyce Riley's information up there from Linda Kennedy's website, because if we've been deceived, we need to not work with people that deceive us. That's the point in the problem. Another deceiver, apparently, is Alex Jones. Because right in the middle of Austin is the Austin City Connection from Austin, Texas, listeners. And they say, under the title Environment, Economy, and Equity, what is the sustainable development? The term sustainability was offered in 1987 by the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development in its report, Our Common Future. And according to that document, quote, sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs, end quote. Ultimately, the goal of sustainability is to enhance people's well-being while living within the ecosystem's carrying capacity. So while the concept insists that we acknowledge many natural limits that we are currently denying, it also identifies many opportunities that we have overlooked, they say. Discussions about sustainability are meant to focus our attention on the very basic question, can this community survive? Isn't that amazing? And are systems and practices viable for the long term? And this is all being done right in Alex Jones' own little city, Austin, Texas. But he doesn't cover it. Why is that, listeners? It's all important. It's all being engineered. It's all being done. It's all being put into place under the UN system, of which we are the UN. What a mess. Don't forget the World Toilet Organization, the WTO, the other WTO. We'll be back.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com. on the internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Great birthday party, Joe. I had a great time, and I love that cake.
Thanks for coming.
Mary, you always know how to throw a fun birthday party.
Thank you for bringing the potato salad. It was delicious.
Be sure to tell the birthday boy we said hi.
Oh, we will.
Joe, you sure put a lot of work into these decorations.
We like to make his birthday special.
Well, the house looks great. Wish the birthday boy a happy birthday when you see him.
I will. Thanks for coming.
It was fun.
Goodbye.
Come again.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, one of the better birthday parties we've ever given.
Mm-hmm.
Good job on the hors d'oeuvres, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Those are the boys' favorites. Where is the birthday boy, anyway?
I don't know. He's your son. I thought you invited him.
I didn't invite him. I thought you invited him.
I wondered why he wasn't here.
Christmas is the time of year we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Keep Christ in Christmas this year. Make sure you remember him in your celebrations. A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com. You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us, or call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Broadcast called American Exposé for a reason and a purpose. What is that reason and purpose? Sometimes I wonder. And trying to wake up the country, trying to wake up those on the inside to understand what they're a part of. And what are they a part of? The UN system. Well, for Alex Jones's sake, and for you, the listeners, in the opportunity for you to let him know that Agenda 21, LA 21, local Agenda 21, is alive and well in Austin, Texas. Listen carefully to this. Discussions about sustainability are met to focus our attention on a very basic question. Can this community survive? We're talking about Austin, Texas. Are our systems and practices viable for the long term? Of course, we will make changes over time. But we should ask whether some of today's practices are eliminating choices that we will wish we had tomorrow. While these questions may seem very distant or abstract to some, they are issues we all must face. We must consider whether the world has enough resources to support our consumption of resources and our creation of pollution. We must consider the long-term viability of our economic base. And we have to ask whether our social conditions are improving or worsening. Thus, sustainability is not some distant, abstract goal. It's today's reality. A central principle of sustainability is the recognition of the interdependence of environmental, economic, and social equity concerns. These are the three E's. They are often referred to as three legs of a stool. Lacking just one means the stool will not stand. Emphasizing one over the other puts us on uneven ground. Ah, yes. Pay attention to the three E's, people. Environmental, economic, and social equity. We can begin choosing options that do not sacrifice one of the E's for another. We can make better choices as individuals and our businesses, governments, and other institutions. We want to develop sustainability because we want to be able to pass along to our children a community that they will thank us for. We do not want to deplete finite natural resources or weaken the economic and social structures that they will need to build their lives on. Rather, we should be responsible stewards of these resources and everyone depends upon. Thus, in the end, sustainability is not an option, but a necessity. What is a sustainable community, Alex? A sustainable community is one whose prospect for long-term health are good. Its residents do not deplete the resources that they depend on faster than those resources are replenished. Specific characteristics include respect for basic rights and recognition of basic responsibilities, living within an ecological caring capacity, equal opportunities for individual development, a diverse economic base, a vibrant democracy with an informed, involved citizenry, protection of natural diversity, improving the minimum standard of living, maximizing the use of people's abilities while minimizing the use of natural resources. And here's another one, Mr. Young Man. Who else is talking about sustainability, which is being used more and more as the new model of development for businesses, governments, and communities around the world? From the President's Council on Sustainable Development, quote, sustainable communities encourage people to work together to create healthy communities where natural and basic resources are preserved, jobs are available, sprawl is contained, neighborhoods are secure, education is lifelong, transportation and health care are accessible, and all citizens have opportunities to improve the quality of their lives, end quote. Oh, it all sounds good and basic and fine, but school to work, Goals 2000, all this fits into this UN system that Austin, Texas is a major part of, as many other portions of this country are. From the World Business Council on Sustainable Development, quote, sustainable development involves the simultaneous pursuit of economic prosperity, environmental quality, and social equity. Companies aiming for sustainability need to perform not against a single financial bottom line, but against the triple bottom line. And that's an end quote. From the International Institute for Sustainable Development, quote, to be sustainable, development must improve economic efficiency, protect and restore ecological systems, and enhance the well-being of people. This is today's agenda, not a far-off goal. It means that businesses, as usual, is no longer an option for government, private enterprise, communities, or individuals, end quote. So, people, this comes from the Austin City Connection, and it's out of the city of Austin, Texas, listeners. That is going on right in his backyard. But does he cover it? You know, this is our country. This is what's going on. This is why I do this. I don't have an ulterior motive of fleecing the public. I'm not saying he is. But I'm saying that Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, LA 21, is alive and well in Austin, Texas. And that is very, very important. Why don't other talk show hosts cover this information? Maybe Jake's right. It's boring information. Well, it's the truth and the facts. And the engineering of totalitarian control is underway, well underway. And that is the problem. If people don't care, most don't. Most are too occupied, too comfortable with where they are. But there's much to it in the Austin City Connection. What can you do to promote sustainable development in Austin, Texas? Individuals play a vital role in guiding a community, the world, towards sustainability. The day-to-day choices each of us takes or makes affect civic life, energy use, people's health, biodiversity, local prosperity, the global climate, etc. There's much to this. We may not always clearly see the impacts of our choices as citizens, family members, workers, and consumers on all these different issues, but they are there. Some perceptive individuals have described this eloquently. John Muir, My First Summer in the Sierra, in the Sierra, dated 1911. When we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. Oh, boy. Well, they want you to get engaged with your neighborhood and your region, they say. Regionalism is well underway. It's just not publicized because people don't want to be regionalized. People want to have 50 individual sovereign states in their country here. Genuine democracy must be first characteristic of a sustainable community. Strong social networks. Justice for all. Oh, yes, justice for all. Peaceful neighborhoods. How can you have peaceful neighborhoods when their jobs are gone? And responsible political systems require everyone's input and indulgence. And they say volunteer. The United Way Capital Area Volunteer Center can guide you to just the organization you're looking for. And you're encouraged to go to the U Way. That's the uway-austin.org/volunteer. Well, how about in Norman, Oklahoma? We just covered before the commercial pause that the charity to sell lemonade, the Lemonade Brigade, they say when a child signs up to join the Lemonade Brigade, and this is in Norman, Oklahoma, he or she will receive a T-shirt, poster, stickers, lemonade, cups, and a donation canister. They will then go out as part of the brigade selling lemonade and raising money for the United Way. It also says in this article at the end of the summer, participants will turn in their donations and will be entered into a drawing for Toys R Us gift certificates. Toys R Us, I'm sorry. Toys R Us gift certificates for doing their work, gathering money for the non-governmental organization of the United Nations called the United Way. Oh, boy. Well, listeners, it's your responsibility to take in this information and to call these other talk shows about what's going on. Sustainable development is underway all over the country. And, yeah, I'm picking on the young man because he's not doing the right thing for his country. He should talk about the city of Austin and its sustainable development program. He should talk about this. He should educate his public about this. He should tell him about the UN system that's right in his neighborhood. Because if he doesn't, he's not doing the service for his country. And that is the problem. That is a serious, serious problem. And I wish I was wrong when I talk about these subjects. There's going to be at the University of Texas in Austin, the Locals Institute 4th Annual Community Research Network Conference. And this is under the guise of reshaping the culture of research, people, participation, partnerships, and practical tools. On July 6th through the 8th, and actually, I'm sorry to say, that was in 2001. So there's not a whole lot going on in Austin, Texas regarding the updates on this. I don't see anything past 2001 that's going on in Austin, Texas. So maybe something slowed down there. Yeah, everything seems to stop at 2001. Maybe the funding ran out. Anyway, that's the way it goes. We covered the Iron Mountain Report last week. That was Sid Tolbert's tape. We see here in the paper, dated June 22nd, Journey to the Ringed World, the Cassini project, which is going to they're going to go to Saturn. This is going to go to Saturn. Unreachable objectives. You know, this goes under the heading of unreachable objectives under Iron Mountain Report. And they say ever since Galileo spotted Saturn in his telescope for the first time 400 years ago, sky gazers have been intrigued by the ringed planet. The Cassini-Huygens spacecraft is to arrive at Saturn next week to study like never before the planet's atmosphere, rings, magnetic field, and some of the 31 known moons. Oh, this is just amazing that this is going on. Gosh, it's hard to get to the bottom of any of this because we just aren't privy to the information. But as we spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on these space projects, for what purpose is this all about? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. In the meantime, we see Kansas State starts tests for mad cow disease. Federal agriculture officials have chosen 12 sites to test a new screening process for mad cow disease. And officials hope to keep mad cow disease from becoming a U.S. health crisis, they say. Well, I think it's designed to be a health crisis. Under this UN Agenda 21 system, the direction is to eliminate all hooved animals from the face of the earth. And that is a sad commentary that's in this biodiversity treaty. Hooved animals are to be eliminated because they impair on Mother Gaia. And that is a sad situation, boy. There's more Agenda 21 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois, the Department of Environment, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, listeners of Fort Collins, Colorado, LA 21 in Florida, Sustainable Community Center, Hillsborough County, Florida. Florida is a model state for Agenda 21. I hope you get involved if you're listening in Florida. It's even happening in Honolulu, Hawaii, Irvine, California, LA 21, Los Angeles, California, the third world for Mexico. The Environmental Affairs Department is in Los Angeles. And Minnesota has a Sustainable Development Initiative itself. Northampton County, Virginia, Oakland, California. Oh, yes. Arlen Ness, pay attention to Oakland, California, Arlen. You're a sustainable community, and you have no clue about it. Olympia, Washington has sustainable LA 21 in their neighborhood. Portland, Oregon, naturally Portland. Portland, Oregon has the old UN system in Oregon. Racine, Wisconsin. St. Paul, Minnesota. Salt Lake City, Utah. San Diego, California, where they just had a whole lot of fires recently, and a lot of people won't be able to move back to those areas where they were burned out because they're probably core wilderness areas with no human use. San Francisco, California has LA 21, so does San Jose, California, LA 21. Santa Mateo County, California, LA 21. Santa Monica, California, sustainability programs in Santa Monica, California. Scottsdale, Arizona, sustainability programs. LA 21 is in Scottsdale, Arizona, an upper middle class area of Arizona called Scottsdale, being done. In Southern California, the Southern California Council on Environment and Development is the direction for LA 21 in Southern California, where I lived most of my life. Springfield, Massachusetts, LA 21. Sustainable Seattle, LA 21 going on in Seattle, Washington, people. How about Sustainable Sonoma County, California, LA 21 going on there. Tucson, Arizona, LA 21 going on there. Ventura, California, LA 21 going on full force in Ventura, California. People, you can learn and learn and learn and pass the information around because it's very, very important to understand what's being manipulated and directed towards us. And that is the responsibility that we all should share. Back to the paper, June 17th, I presently reside in Oklahoma, and here we see Brad Henry, Governor Brad Henry, and First Lady Kim Henry, and an Oklahoma trade delegation are scheduled to leave on a business and educational exchange mission to, oh yes, China. Oh yes. The mission will focus on expanding overseas export markets for Oklahoma companies and enhancing business relations with China. They don't mention it's communist China. About 50 public and private sector officials, including State Chamber of Commerce President Richard Rush and Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce Kathy Taylor, are making the trip. The Chamber of Commerce helped to engineer the UN system, listeners, way, way back in 1940s. The governor said many Oklahoma companies already are benefiting from doing business with China, but he said the trade mission will help open up that market to more Oklahoma firms. One of the communist goals of 1963 was trading with communist countries. And that was it. That was the direction. I always have that in front of me usually, but I don't have it in front of me now. What a mess, people. Here we see dated June 17th. Activists ready themselves for gay marriage battle. There's another one. Permit homosexuality as normal. That's coming from the current communist goals of 1963. Well fulfilled, people. And that is a sad, sad situation that we have, listeners. Nation's deficit continues to grow, dated the 19th of June. The deficit in the broadest measure of the trade swelled to an all-time high of $144.9 billion in the first quarter of this year, reflecting Americans' insatiable appetite for foreign-made goods. Well, I wonder why that is. Because they're only made in foreign countries. Yep. What else is new, people? We're in a UN system. And here is the article I was telling you about earlier. The Senate gave overwhelming approval to a $416 billion Pentagon spending bill for next year, including a $25 billion down payment for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and extra money for adding 20,000 Army troops and equipment. Oh, my. The 98-0 vote underscores the election year consensus between President Bush and both parties in Congress to increase the military's budget at a time when two wars and efforts against terrorism are taxing Pentagon resources. It goes on to state before passage, the Senate added aid for Sudan, assistance to New York and Boston for hosting this summer's political conventions, and about two dozen projects for lawmakers' home states. Most included money to buy three airplanes for a college in Montana. Well, isn't that amazing? Three airplanes for a college in Montana. I'm sure it's a very sustainable college and forward-looking college for the UN system. Not counting the funds for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the bill is $22.5 billion, or 6% over this year's total. The overall bill provides $1.6 billion less than Bush requested. Included is $76.5 billion, $1.8 billion more than he wanted for buying weapons and other equipment, plus money for a 3.5% military pay raise. Amazing. And will the draft come into place next year? Should. The legislation closely tracks the defense bill and Senate approved Wednesday night. It lays out next year's government-wide defense programs, which were expected to total $447 billion. Oh, boy. Here's the update on NATO, dated the 25th. Seeking help for Iraq, the White House challenged skeptical NATO members Thursday to provide security training and equipment for the beleaguered government in Baghdad, and suggested that Muslim states were willing to offer assistance as well. President Bush was leaving today on a five-day trip for a summit in Ireland with the European Union and then a NATO meeting in Turkey. The gathering came before Wednesday's transfer of sovereignty from the U.S.-led occupation in Iraq to a caretaker government of Iraqi officials. And isn't that amazing? Just a UN system. Here we see Saudis change gun rules amid terror. Foreign residents of Saudi Arabia will be allowed to carry guns, the police minister announced after a series of militant bombings, attacks, and kidnappings targeting Western workers in the kingdom. Ah, yes. So they'll be able to protect themselves over there. Says an estimated 8.8 million foreigners work among 17 million Saudis. Just amazing. Why is it going on over there, people? Here we see in Oklahoma, people, more than a dozen Oklahoma municipalities, including Oklahoma City and Tulsa, have been charging more than the state maximum on seatbelt violations, the Oklahoman has learned. A state statute indicates a violation cannot exceed $20. At least 18 municipalities have been charging up to $60, and that's regarding not wearing a seatbelt. Listeners, Norman, Oklahoma, his test case has started to influence cities to lower their fine. Still, some haven't budged, contending the extra money covers court costs and various fees, including those associated with victim funds. Well, isn't that just a little ridiculous when they spent over $3 million, Oklahoma City did, in defending Terry Nichols and $500,000 for his security? Just amazing. Well, we're out of time tonight. And here we see... U.S. Army Specialist Williams Watson at the U.S. Of the U.S. 1st Battalion, 5th Cavalry Regiment, searches an Iraqi man Friday in a vehicle checkpoint. The whole point is to disarm that country, people. Wherever we go to disarm them. And that's what it's all about. It's the U.N. system in place. Well, we'll see what tomorrow brings, listeners. Do your research. Go to the website, AmericanExpose.com. Darren's done a superlative job of bringing it up to date, and thank him for it, listeners. Good night.
Suffer from gingivitis, sore and sensitive gums, bad breath, canker sores? Use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash for healthy mouth and gums. Order now. Call toll-free 1-888-5-